This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The Eagles' greatest hits album has moonwalked past Michael Jackson's Thriller to become history's best-selling album of all time. Their greatest hits 1971 to 1975 is now certified 38 times platinum, which means sales and streams of the album have reached 38 million copies. The album pushes Jackson's Thriller, which is 33 times platinum, to second place. Congrats! Over 2 years after a Rihanna-approved documentary was first announced, director Peter Berg revealed that the film could arrive within months. In April of 2016, Berg, whose action film Mile 22 is playing in theaters now, said he was at work on a Rihanna film modeled after D.A. Pennebaker's legendary Bob Dylan documentary, Don't Look Back. Very cool. Stay tuned. Former Silicon Valley co-star T.J. Miller insists he's not a bully and had harsh words for the actress who accused him of being one. The actor denied claims made by his former co-star on the show, Alice Wetterland, who said last month that Miller was a bully and a petulant brat. Miller said, quote, "I'm not a bully," unquote. Yep. Then he pulled on her pigtails. USA Network's Mr. Robot may be powering down after its upcoming fourth season if what Christian Slater says is true. The actor who plays the deceased father of Rami Malek's Elliot Alderson said he expects this season to be the hacker drama's last. Okay, well, there has been no official word on whether Mr. Robot will be turned into scrap metal or a washing machine. Demi Lovato's not the only one dealing with the aftermath of her overdose. Demi's backup dancer, Danny Vitale, denied giving her drugs in a post on Instagram. She said, quote, "I have never touched a drug in my entire life. I do not do drugs, nor would I ever supply them to anyone I love," unquote. She says she spent 3 weeks in bed after reading the stuff about her on Twitter. Here's a tip. Stay off Twitter. Charlie Sheen could make appearances on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills now that his ex-wife Denise Richards is on the show. Denise and Charlie share two daughters. Housewife star Kyle Richards was asked if he would be on the show. She said, quote, "I've known Charlie since I was a kid. He's a really funny guy," unquote. Really? Oh yeah, and he needs the money. Bad. Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber aren't just engaged, they're also the best of friends. The 21-year-old model took to Instagram to share a new photo with her man. "Absolute best friend," Baldwin captioned the shot of herself with Bieber's arms wrapped around her. The pair are on a boat with her flashing her giant engagement ring. The Biebs appears to be checking his phone. "Hey, Selena, stop calling." Kevin Spacey's career continues to suffer as his latest film, the crime drama Billionaire Boys Club, took in only $126, opening in 100 theaters across the U.S. The film is not currently showing in New York or Los Angeles, but can be seen in a few cities such as Miami, New Orleans, and Phoenix. Meanwhile, Shia LaBeouf said, "Hey, I beat Kevin." Young Thug had a memorable birthday at Dave & Buster's, and not because he won the most prize tickets. The hip-hop star was arrested at the arcade chain's Hollywood location for possession of a concealed firearm in his car. The arrest came after authorities detained several vehicles and found multiple firearms during their search, police said. The rapper turned 27. That's sure living up to your name, Young Thug. Alec Baldwin may see daughter Ireland's Instagram photos, but he is not always a fan. The 22-year-old model posted a picture of herself aboard a motorbike wearing nothing but a tiny black bikini and cowboy boots. When her dad saw her post, he wrote, quote, "No, just no," unquote. She, if you recall, was on the receiving end of Alec's infamous voicemail rant in 2007. A classic. Britney Spears has been ordered to pay her ex-husband Kevin Federline $100,000 to cover his legal fees in their ongoing battle over child support. The two sides were also ordered by a judge to pay $10,000 to a dispute resolution company. They're due back in court in October. You know, those two give me a whopping case of heartburn and a migraine and a burning sensation in my colon. Damon Lindelof's Watchmen has officially been ordered to series at HBO. The show is based on the DC graphic novel from Alan Moore, artist Dave Gibbons, and colorist John Higgins. It's set in an alternate history where superheroes are treated as outlaws. The cast includes Regina King and Jeremy Irons. Who doesn't love some graphic novel nudity? Lisa Marie Presley's ex won't be able to get his hands on any of her money after a judge ruled that she doesn't have to pay him a dime of spousal support. Elvis's daughter and Michael Lockwood signed a post-nup agreement in 2007, and the court ruled that it's legitimate and ironclad. Lisa filed for divorce from Michael, her fourth husband, in 2016. Gee, who's lucky number five? Has been. Heather Locklear returned to social media for the first time in 4 months amid her legal and personal struggles she's been facing throughout the past year. Locklear took to Instagram to post a photo of her Maltese dog, Mister. Sunshining day, the 56-year-old captioned the picture of her dog wearing sunglasses. That's nice. Now let's hope she stops hitting cops. The trash bin. The Real Housewives of New Jersey star Danielle Staub and her husband Marty Caffrey have dropped the restraining orders they sought against each other, but a divorce is still imminent. Yep, both Daniel and Marty appeared before a judge over their dual temporary restraining orders, but both parties decided they were no longer needed. Aw, I'll stop my restraining order if you'll stop yours. Idiots.
The news wrap-up.
Analysts say Amazon could be worth $2.5 trillion by 2024. Game maker Zynga stock skyrocketed after landing a partnership with Disney to make Star Wars games. IBM has invented coffee drones, and they predict when you need a cup. A company known for chipping employees plans a tracking chip for dementia patients. Hey, where's Grandpa?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Crazy Rich Asians is the number one movie for the third week in a row.
The number one album.
K-pop band BTS has the number one album with Love Yourself Answer.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition continues to be the best-selling app.
The number one book.
Crazy Rich Asians is the most popular fiction book in the USA.
Christopher Comstock, known professionally as Marshmello, is a DJ and EDM producer and has had a great year collaborating with artists like Khalid, Selena Gomez, Anne-Marie, and Logic. It's hard to believe that it's been only 2.5 years since Marshmello released his debut album, Joytime. Inspired by other mass DJs like Deadmau5 and Daft Punk, Marshmello appears publicly wearing a giant marshmallow on his head. Gee, I wonder if he likes hot chocolate. Here's Marshmello featuring British band Bastille with the song of the week, Happier.
When the evening falls and I'm left there with my thoughts and the image of you being with someone else, well, it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, but no, that means I'll have to leave. I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. No, that means I'll have to leave. Lately, I've been thinking.
That was Marshmello featuring Bastille with the song of the week, Happier. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.